Hello.
Yes. And
Hello.
And then
the world's first phone call and
Hello?
Our podcast are the same. Hello. Content. We're content. Thank you for looking at us.
Boy. Yeah, that's right. We're trying out doing video of this episode. I got my phone on a fucking pile of sticks.
That's right.
That's what it's a tripod, but it's a shitty tripod. So it looks like it just looks like three sticks. We're in the park, sitting by the fence.
Yeah, it's
wow.
A good day.
It sounds like the poorest podcast of all time.
And it is, comrades. You know what? That's why we need give us money. We need better sticks for Dave's camera.
Venmo me, Dave to the Ross, and I mean it.
Yeah, we need money. But we're in a park. There's a dog barking. It's pretty great.
You know, do you know that? What's that saying? There's a saying about dogs barking. Do you know this saying?
Dog bark, don't bite. If it bites,
don't bite your dog.
The dog's bark is worse than his bite.
Okay, I know that one.
The bite.
My dog. It's something like my dogs are really barking.
Oh, my country dogs are. My junkyard dogs are barking.
Yeah, it's like. I think it has to do with if a lady gets you all googly in your moogly, you know?
Interesting, because I always thought that meant you had a long day on your feet. You're like, my
dog. Oh, that is what it means.
Because if you're yelling that from your construction site at the lady.
Well, don't yell anything from your construction.
My dogs are barking. She's like, okay.
I see what you're saying.
Not a cat. I hope you get off soon.
That's a fun cat call. Hey, lady, I'm tired.
My boss caught us trying to form a union.
I've been on my feet. That is what my dogs are barking is.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to What's It Called? I'm Dave Ross.
I'm Caleb Sinan.
We don't know what our podcast is called.
No, we don't.
So we just keep on trying to come up with a name for it. Also, we name other shit.
Yes.
And that's the show. See ya.
Man, we could record so many episodes that way.
I know. Well, yeah. If we just shrink the length to only the intro.
We should do that, because you know how people always get real excited? They go, ooh, episode 1,000. What if we do around 900?
Hell, dude, every week is a milestone. That's what it is. It's called 1,000th episode is the name of... That's great, because this is probably our 16th episode, I want to say.
Sweet 16.
And if we call it the 1,000th episode, man, people are going to go crazy.
It really would be funny.
They're going to be like, what?
We should see if we can rent the Rose Bowl. Have a 1,000th episode celebration.
Hey, remember right at the beginning of the pandemic where four of our friends shot a comedy special at the Rose Bowl? I, like, first of all, couldn't be happier and more proud.
Pretty cool.
But of course I could. But, like, also...
I could be a little more proud.
Yeah, I hate them. I hate all of them. No, man, I, like... And, you know, now I'm backpedaling a little because I realize it sounds like I'm talking shit. But I'm not talking shit about them. I'm talking shit about how insane that is. We're, like, four friends who are at our level, who I love, who are, you know, good comedians, work hard, fill up rooms in some cities,
yeah,
are middlers and openers in a lot of other cities, aren't... famous yet by a long shot. And
see,
this
these
company
all
was
sound
like
kind of like insults.
They do, but I'm also describing myself.
Right, me too.
I'm just saying, I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
We are now shooting, because if it would have been like if somebody filmed me at the Rose Bowl. Matter of fact, they're bigger than me. They're clearly bigger than me. They shot a special at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
But, like, I was like, the Rose Bowl? What the fuck? The Rose Bowl is like the Colosseum in Rome to me.
It's also not a funny place. It's like...
it's huge.
Hey, yeah. Epics, I'm shooting a half hour on the moon.
That is exactly what I'm saying. It's like shooting... it's just like, yeah, all right. Next Saturday, Caleb Sinan at the Hollywood Bowl. And you're like, what? How many tickets did he sell?
Yeah, I want to do a special at the Ford's Theater, like from the balcony where Lincoln was shot.
Totally.
Just come on. Some places, does it have to be a weird haunted energy? I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. The Rose Bowl is it's too epic. It's like
I don't understand why aren't 90% of comedy specials shot in a comedy club
or
where it happens.
Or just I would personally, I don't completely agree because my favorite comedy special is Live at the Purple Onion, which was not a comedy club. It was like a basement jazz venue.
Right, but it's a good comedy venue.
You're right. Yes.
That's like a place where comedy does take place.
My favorite specials are the ones in a small room.
Yes.
Comedy
or
otherwise. Put it in a small room.
Absolutely.
It's why is your instinct to find the theater with the biggest ceiling and the most mezzanines?
And chandeliers. Yeah. Is anything less funny than a chandelier like Downton Abbey?
Money sucks.
Doing?
Money sucks and you suck and suck my dick. I hope you die.
Not funny. I think that most of them should be in a club. I don't understand it. Mm. I don't understand why every New York comic, shouldn't they all be at the Comedy Cellar or somewhere cool?
Yeah.
Where it's like a good little comedy. I don't understand why people, ooh, I did it. I did it in a big 10,000 seat theater with, we only sold 4,000 tickets. Like, what? I don't like it.
Yeah.
In the round. I hate any special in the round.
The round.
Every act out, they're spinning around 8 times. Nothing funnier than that. Hate it.
The round is really, it is a pretty common thing in comedy for a comedian to grind it out, doing little rooms, little shitty rooms everywhere, making a name for themselves. And then they get that name for themselves, and then they're like, all right. I should do something completely unrelated to all of that.
Yeah.
That's what's very strange about what we do.
It's all Michael Jordan playing baseball.
Yeah, that's
what
exactly.
They're doing. Oh, this isn't going great. I wonder what it is. Is it the skill set I don't have?
Totally, dude.
It's ridiculous. I don't know why people just think that's a good idea. It's like if this podcast blows up and then we're like, all right, what if we change all the themes and both hosts?
Totally. We're going to change the name. We're going to start acting different.
We're going to take callers and
be mean.
And be right wing.
The Mean Call-In Show. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Mean Call-In Show. All right. Caller number one, what the fuck is your problem?
Whoa. We should name it What the Fuck Is Your Problem.
WTF, your problem.
Yeah.
Man.
Really mean. Are we good?
Are we good, man? Dude, that's so funny.
Yeah, we're not.
A call-in
no,
show
we're
where,
not.
Where the host is just that, is like really worried that there's a fight's about to happen.
Yeah.
Immediately, like, caller number one, we good?
We good? as soon as you answer, what's that supposed to mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah, calling me. How'd you get this number?
All right, caller, what are you looking at?
You think I'm a bitch? I didn't say that.
No, I didn't even said anything. Yeah, that's my point.
I'm worried people think I'm a bitch.
.com.
Oh, well, now we got to buy that.
Dude,
please,
if you're rich and you're listening or watching the show, actually, we don't know. I don't know if I'm putting the video out, and my phone's over there on that pile of sticks. I can't even tell if it's recording or not. It's a phone.
I bet it is.
It is a rotary phone.
Yeah. I don't think it is, Dave. Oh, man. Now we got to go to like a thrift shop, get a rotary phone, and put it on.
Dude, put it on there. I own a rotary phone.
Do you?
For the purpose of a sketch.
Nice.
And I was so determined to get a rotary phone for a sketch that I went to multiple stores to get one. And can I tell you, a rotary phone is now considered a collector's item.
Oh.
And they cost a lot of money. I had to buy a broken one.
Oh, no.
And the cheapest one I could get, it was fully broken. It was $40.
Oh, come on.
Isn't that insane?
I don't like that.
I couldn't even, there are like certain common versions of it you can get on like Amazon, but I wanted the one that, used to sit on a desk and you pick the thing up off of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like a fucking, they were like cream colored.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted one of those.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
$40. Rotary phones.
From a vintage store in Burbank.
I don't like the law of supply and demand. It makes me mad every time I hear about it.
Totally.
I don't like it.
I think the vaccine
law
should be free. I can't believe I had to pay $20,000 for it.
Well, here's what I think. Either everything should be free or stealing's okay.
Yeah.
Cuz I don't like any I don't like the way it is now.
I agree.
But I had to think for a sketch. The place I live in now, I moved in there, all comic roommates. I move in and on our porch area, there's like a toilet with shit all over it.
And his name is Simon.
Simon Gibson. At Simon Gibson, please don't tweet at him.
Simi.
He probably like Simi Gibson.
Oh,
tweet
he
at, he's one of the funniest people alive.
Yeah. It's...
But so I get there and I move in with Simon. I'm like, what's up with that? That's kind of, and he goes, oh, it's not real shit. That's from a sketch. The people that lived here before me shot a sketch where they wanted a gross porch. And I was like, well, why is it still here?
Yeah.
No one else knows it's fake shit in a fake toilet. It looks bad.
It is just a gross porch now.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I wasn't the smell. I could still see it.
But I came over to that place before you lived there to hang out with Simon once. And the setup in the living room, like, and I kept telling him, I have no judgment of how people live at all. Mm-hmm. Money is hard and we're all busy and touring. You don't have time to set a house up. And I just, everyone's different and I just really don't care. But I'm going to make fun of you if it's weird. Like I just, if you came into my house and the setup was, it's one of those living rooms, and this is tough for me. I've lived in houses like this. The whole living room is like tile floor.
Yeah.
And that's
tile.
Just tough.
Genuine tile.
Yeah, dude. Like it's cold on the ground. All day. It's weird. It sucks. It doesn't feel good to live in a house like that.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't feel good.
And the way it, there's like a dining room table in one corner, and it's just sort of like the side door and the kitchen and the hallway are in such weird spots, it's tough to know where to put a TV. So they have like a love seat shoved against the wall, and then I shit you not, 4 feet in front of the love seat is a tiny table with a huge TV on it. And so Simon is sitting on the couch against the wall. I can't see what he's watching, but he's 4 feet from it. And he's just like full like saucer eyes, just like watching TV in the dark. And I was like, hey man, are you all right? And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, cause you're shoved in the corner and the TV is in your face, dude. And he like, you know, you just like live away for so long, you just stop thinking about it.
Oh man, yeah. Yeah.
But
it's so funny.
And that's the thing with, I think, comedians in particular, like partially because we aren't in relationships for a lot longer than a lot of other career paths. And
right.
A single person, you just don't think about your home. The, you know, the concept of a bachelor pad. You have roommates well into your 30s. But then also you tour and shit. And it's so busy that you don't have time to set it up. And so you can end up living in a little bit of like a fucked up place. And a lot of our friends have this. And it's just so funny. It's like, It really is insane as a grown man.
Yeah.
To just like huddle up in the corner, 3 feet from a TV.
It's so
every
true.
Day.
It's so funny because sometimes it's like, and comedians do this. No one's ever been forced to do stand up ever. It's not a very good idea. It's not a great career path. Probably not going to work. And if it does, you'll probably still be sad. There's almost no reason to do it. And everyone does it to themselves. And it's a life. You know Shawshank Redemption, one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
He relentlessly digs for 20 years to get out of a life that is better than most comics made for themselves. That prison for murderers. Better and more comfortable than,
you know, wow,
than what we have.
You know what's so great about what you just said is that I spent probably a full 2 minutes of my life adding caveats to this story to not sound judgmental of the comedians
no,
in my
I chose
life.
It.
And then you just pierced right through it to the real point, which is that comedians live in shit and it's gross.
Dude, multiple times. And I thank the Lord on my knees every day for people to let me crash on their couch while I'm making no money touring.
Yeah.
Done it a million times. It's always comics with a good heart.
Yeah.
Eight of them live in a two-bedroom that's a half mile from the club. I sleep on the ground. I love it. But
they go to bed at
4
a.m. They wake up at 5 a.m. It's crazy.
It's insane. They all have jobs at different shifts. It's just a nightmare. The amount of times where I go to the bathroom and there's no toilet paper. This happened multiple of these flop houses. A spiral-bound notebook on the back where they go, wipe with the paper. Mm-hmm. With notebook paper.
Oh.
They're like, we'll get some toilet paper tomorrow. And I'm like, I'll get it right now. I'll go to the store and get it.
With shit in my ass.
That's where we should start. What's a better catchphrase than that? That's better than what's your sign? With shit in my ass.
With shit in my ass.
That's a versatile catchphrase.
It's like in bed. It's the new in bed.
With shit in my ass.
Well, man.
When you get that stimulus, Dave?
With shit in my ass. And then you just look at the sun.
Well, we got this week's title.
Yeah, I feel like we should end the episode. I don't know if we're going to top that.
Well, they know that. But
that's
still
what she said, with shit in my ass.
With shit in my ass.
Man, you know, have you ever talked to someone so stupid you want to hand them a sign that lets them know how stupid they are? And then he hands them a sign and it says, with shit in my ass on it.
If you make signs, we know there's a lot of what's it called
sign makers watching
who are in the sign business. If you could send us a nice Looney Tunes style with shit in my ass sign, we can hold up. That'd be fun. Thank
with
you.
With shit in my ass.
It's fun to say. Please start saying it. Use that hashtag from now on when you tweet about our show. It doesn't matter when it relates. With shit in my ass. Hashtag, what's it called? Hashtag with shit in my ass.
We have to keep with shit in my ass alive. We come up with too many catchphrases and names on this show. I forget them every week.
I know I forget.
I will say, like, you know, we ask you to tweet at us and stuff, and I want that to always keep happening.
Yes.
It's like, I can't even tell you, those of you who do that, it's such a bright part of my day when someone tweets us an inside joke. It's the best. I want to add, though, if there's a thing you like and you want to remind us of it, never hesitate, because I forget.
I
don't want to lose with shit in my ass. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't want to forget with shit in my ass. But if I do, my heart will go on.
Okay, tweet at Dave and me a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio hugging Kate Winslet on
the
tip of the Titanic
people?
And say hashtag my heart will go on, hashtag with shit in my ass. And if you could Photoshop me and Dave's faces, I want to be Kate Winslet.
Dude, let's change the name of the movie Titanic.
Oh, we got to have a good name.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Fat boat.
Fat boat.
Fat dead boat.
How about broke dick fucks good?
Broke dick fuck good. Hell yeah. Steamy car.
Steamy car.
Steamy car in a boat.
Steamy car in a boat. How about
Leonardo to crap Rio? How about that? With crap in his ass, you know?
Don't say crap. Say shit.
Say shit. Say fuck. Say the words, you know?
Say them. I'm sick of crap.
Crap is
one of the worst
so
words
for
ever.
Babies. It's such
horrible.
A baby's word.
Doesn't make sense. It's also not real.
Mm.
It's like the opposite of language. We all know you meant shit, wanted to say shit.
Well, isn't though crap actually, like, the name of the guy who invented the toilet, his name was John Crapper. Isn't that true?
That can't be true. I know it's true, but it just can't be.
I think what's good about recording a podcast in a park is the band saw very close by.
Yeah,
and the plane in the air.
You know, this is going to be one of those things. The first time I listened to Todd Glass's podcast, it would be stuff like that. And he's like, the buzz saw again. He was adding buzz saws in there.
Yes.
And like gun noises. And
dude,
like,
this podcast,
people are
going to
think,
fun.
Where they're like, man, this is highly produced. They had a helicopter and a plane and a saw.
Yeah.
They had an ambulance.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing good. A lot of people can't afford an ambulance just for their podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we hired that plane to fly overhead. It wrote with shit in my ass in the sky.
Yeah. And you thought that was a in-the-moment riff. We've been planning the launch of with shit in my ass.
This is all written. You can't see on the video, but we have scripts that we're reading off of.
Yeah. Million monkeys on a million typewriters write with shit in my ass.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just had a bot jumble up a bunch of Chapo Trap House tweets.
Hey, start tweeting at Chapo Trap House.
Yeah. Honestly, do that. Why not, man?
It'd be so funny if somebody's like, no, you stole our whole episode, word for word.
That'd be incredible, dude. Man, so Shia LaBeouf, has come out as like a piece of shit. Come out. Did you know this?
I didn't know.
He dated FKA Twigs and apparently like really abused her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, totally. So, fuck him. I'm saying this to say I used to defend him, though. Obviously, I didn't know he was an abuser. I didn't know he did anything close to that. It wasn't even on the table. But he got a lot of shit for being... I actually feel bad about this now. He, like, plagiarized a bunch of stuff. And my perspective on it was that it was funny.
Plagiarized?
Well, okay, so he made a movie where he plagiarized Daniel Klaus. And Daniel Klaus is, like, a really popular comic book artist and writer.
Oh.
He made Ghost World, that movie.
Oh, wait, yeah,
It was a comic book. And he's made a bunch of other stuff that's very well known. And then Shia LaBeouf made a movie or a short film or something that was plagiarized from Daniel Klaus. Then he did a bunch of interviews about it where he was like, some of them he was apologizing or he was like explaining what he did. And then it came out that every single one of those interviews he did was a direct plagiarization from another interview that somebody did years ago.
Wait, he would plagiarize an interview?
Right. So I thought, like, wow, this is the biggest troll ever. This is the funniest bit. And it didn't bother me because they're both so famous. Everybody found out about it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a big bit. But now it turns out he's like a manipulator and he probably did do it because he thinks his shit don't stink. But my point is...
Right.
I just think it's funny. I honestly think that if we were to plagiarize somebody and we did it in a way where everybody found out, that's like the funniest thing of all
time.
Yeah,
we should try to. What if we plagiarize? Trying to think. What if we literally word for word did a Springsteen Obama podcast?
Oh my God, dude!
Just change. We would just change the names. How you doing, Dave?
Dave Springsteen. Well, hello, Caleb Obama.
I mean, we got to do it. That would be worth it. We could print it out and then do it.
Man. Renegades Born in the USA with Dave Springsteen and Caleb Obama.
Even adds Use my code PREZ45 at checkout.
That's the saddest part of that podcast, isn't it? Our first black president who legalized gay marriage saying, are you having trouble sleeping? Get a Casper.
You know what would be really funny is if he did an ad for, like, Pfizer.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh, use my your first missile from Halliburton is half off.
Well, you know, a lot of people wouldn't think this is true, but I have trouble in the bedroom. And
blue chew. Blue.
You know, sometimes, Michelle and I, we're a little trouble. And That's when I take Levitra.
It's so funny. That's the first like Obama joke recently that is actually where I'm like, no, Obama, never have trouble. That's something we all somehow agree that, man, Obama's fuck good. Like
that's so funny.
Everyone across the political spectrum, people are like, I bet they're going at it still. I can feel
it. True.
People talk about it like it's open. Like, how would we know?
You know what's one of my favorite stand-up jokes of all time is Andy Haynes, who you, if you're listening, you don't know him, you got to look him up. He's so funny.
Very funny guy.
He has this joke that's like, you know what's fucked up? You don't. The woman doesn't have to come to get pregnant. I saw him do that, and I was like, man, that's true, and that sucks.
I know. They did before the Garden of Eden.
That's true.
It all changed. When childbirth God, didn't hurt.
Yeah. Childbirth, yeah, totally. Abortion was legal.
It is funny to think about, like, the Garden of Eden, it had cannabis, surely.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Totally.
Probably was fine.
Yeah, I mean, they also had, you know, opium and cocaine and stuff.
Wow. Like, not even the plant, just a big pile of cocaine.
Pile of cocaine. A big old
Nintendo 64 with GoldenEye.
They had everything, dude.
They had GoldenEye, but good graphic GoldenEye.
Obama, the Obama podcast with Springsteen. They had everything, dude.
No ads Hulu, Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
No ads Hulu.
Hulu with live sports.
Dude, this is totally unrelated, but remember how, like, I don't know if it still goes like this. Remember when Facebook came out, it was the same for, like, 3 years straight? And then one day they changed everything about the layout, and people were just, like, posting on Facebook, fuck, dude, I hate it.
Right.
And then everybody liked it after a month.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things, my friend Twinkie, it was, like, the day, remember when it was, like, Facebook, and then there was a little bar that had notifications also here? It's like a whole nother little thing. And we're all sitting around, like, all, like, 10 roommates looking at new Facebook. And it's just, we're like, oh, it's just a whole nother one in a little window? And he goes, man. And he, like, plays on it for, like, a minute. And he goes, nah, a little Facebook sucks.
little Facebook
sucks.
Damn, dude. Wow, that's so fun.
But he was going to give it a chance. I'll play around on Lil Facebook. No, I like Big Facebook better.
Lil Facebook sucks. Oh, man.
Oh, man, I know. It's so funny.
Okay, so Titanic. I feel like Fat Dead Boat.
Fat Dead Boat. I like Fat Dead Boat. It's so funny if that was just called Boat. Same logo, same poster, just Boat.
Everybody loves it. I'm the king of the world. Watch Boat. Watch Boat in the theaters. Like that.
Watch Boat in the theaters.
It's Brian Regan.
Watch Boat in the theaters.
Did you see his new special?
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's crazy.
It made me laugh. I watched it twice in a row because I couldn't believe how much I was enjoying. I was like, bagpipes? How did I miss bagpipes?
Oh, man.
Every bit. I loved every bit.
Brian Regan, it's so funny because he's just so unassumingly good.
Yeah.
He's so specific, like you know, he's not part of the, like, cool comedy zeitgeist ever because he doesn't do groundbreaking shit. He just goes up there and he's like, ham is weird, and it's the best stand-up you've ever seen.
Yeah.
But this special, he's still exactly like that. He's still completely unassuming, but I don't know if you know, I didn't even notice it until, like, halfway through, and I think about mental health all the time. The whole thing's about mental health. He talks about having OCD. Mm-hmm. He talks about having social anxiety, but he talks about it in this way where he's just making fun of him for having it. He's not talking about it. Like, when I talk about it, I'm like, this is ruining my life.
Right.
Which, whatever. That's my perspective on it. But I was watching it being like, oh, you can just sort of, like, it's just an element of him, and that's how he chooses to approach it. And he's like,
yeah,
he's like talking about OCD. I'm not even going to do it. You got to watch it. It's so
very
good.
Funny.
Yeah,
I love his bit about, like, hair color for men. Brown.
It's brown.
Black. Yeah. Dark brown.
Totally. Oh my God, dude!
It just killed me. I love that. That special, the orchestra pit. Those words don't go together. I was like, what a great little premise.
So
get
great.
In the pit. Get in the pit.
He also, like, what I especially love, I guess, like, it's a A thing I'm going to do probably too much analyzing right now, but it's a thing that I really like about stand-up is that, like, and I think a thing that really drew me to it was a stand-up comedian talking about something that I either feel shame about or that I think I'm the only one who does it.
Yeah.
Talking about it like it's normal.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
what
I meant with the mental health thing. Like, while I think it's good to be like, I have mental health issues, here are the intricacies of that, I also think it's good to say, you know how you're just doing this and then this happens,
mm-hmm.
and you just completely normalize it? There's also, it's also so dope to see somebody do that. And he's like this old man who, like, his generation doesn't talk about social anxiety and OCD and stuff. And he's just like, my favorite part of the whole thing, he's like, he's like, I don't like going to parties, but I go because I don't like it, or whatever the joke
yeah.
is. And a woman is like, animals are smarter than people. And I'm like, does anyone else want to take this?
Yeah.
The idea that, like, you...
Hoover Dam! God, it's just everything... It really just made me laugh. I love that he just can't find a circle that works. And
oh, dude, the whole thing about how he has OCD and he took a quiz.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you do these things? And he's like, before I took the quiz, I made a chart of whether or not I do these things. Oh, my God. Dude.
Yeah, it was so refreshing. Like, I know we're talking about comedy a lot, but check out the special. It really put me in a good mood. I've already watched it
Same.
Twice. And it's just nice because... He's one of my favorites ever.
Yes.
And
he doesn't participate in the games at all.
Right.
Any of them.
Yeah, he doesn't really do any... He's
no
just
shit talking on either side.
Very pure, I do this thing.
Not gaming to get anything, yeah. just does his stuff. Man, and he really... I also love... Another thing that I miss from modern stand-up, I really... The general, like, the popular tropes in stand-up now are not my shit, man. And it's funny, I really try to, like, push through it and stay positive, but it's just true. The things that are in style are not what I'm into, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It comes
like,
and goes in
big
ways.
Pants? It's like big pants. You
right.
can wear big pants.
And I don't hate you.
I don't like them, and I'm not going to wear them.
I'm not going to wear them. And it's so in right now, from an audience perspective, for people... on stage, on Twitter, on a podcast, to be like, I'm the shit in whatever way. And that's what people do. They're like, I fucking rule, dude. Oh, my God. Have you seen me? Whoa. And I get that the root of it for a lot of people is the part of it that I support is the, like, marginalized groups that are standing up and being like, hey, fuck you. I'm worthwhile. And yeah. I understand that, and I think it's good. I think it's good for individual people to stand up for themselves and for marginalized groups too. But I'll also say that the runoff of it is that in comedy, there is a lot more, hey, I'm sick, dude. And I just, and Brian Regan, when he does stand up, he talks normally, but whenever he's talking about, he's telling a story that involves him as the character, his voice is, I went to the movies. He's like the dumb, he sucks to
yeah.
himself.
Yeah.
And
so
I heard a
good.
Great story about Richard Pryor walking into the Comedy Store. Well, not walking.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You know what I mean. He's
I
in a wheelchair. It was near
Entering
the end of his life.
In whatever way.
And he left, and someone was like, hey, why are you leaving? And he's like, all these comedians think they're great. And he left.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm sure that that's an exaggerated story.
Yeah.
But I fucking totally agree, man. And it's just so nice. I think that's the other reason I really love it. My actual favorite type of stand-up is when the comedian thinks they fucking suck.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I want.
It makes me laugh the hardest.
Yeah. You're the doofus, you're the goofus, you're the moron.
One of my favorite Norm MacDonald bits, I think about all the time, when he's like, I don't know about the news, I don't know about the politics, I don't understand, but sometimes I'll watch the TV and I'll just say what that guy said. And that's all
so
of,
true.
That's like 99% of political discourse.
Yes.
And you ever be at a party and somebody is, I think about that bit constantly because I'll hear someone say, and I'm like, I heard the guy that said that. And you just said it word for word. So you saw the same thing I saw and pretended you thought of that.
Yeah.
But you just watched the show.
Right.
How else would you know that?
Right.
And it's so funny. That's all people do. And then I was like, oh, I'm doing that too. I look like such an idiot.
We all do it.
Yeah.
If you don't do that, you did it with your parents.
Yeah.
You did it with somebody.
But yeah, that's my favorite. Is the I'm an idiot. Is the nothing is funnier than I'm an idiot.
Oh, I miss it. And when someone's doing it, I really, God, it's just such a joy. I think it's because it's like we are flawed.
Yeah.
So just admit it.
Yeah.
Everybody's
dude.
Fucked up. Everybody's so. Sean Patton's website. I always remember this. Sean Patton used to his website used to be a photo of himself, and then at the bottom it said, "Examining the beauty of the human flaw." Sean Patton.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's a perfect way to describe great stand-up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was about to say Sean Patton, too. He's one of my favorites about that. It's like, you know, that's just what it, there's nothing worse than, like, somebody who's, like, they have jokes about how they're, like, hey, I'm hot.
Totally.
I have some new shoes. I fuck a lot. And
yeah.
I got a lot of money now.
Or just, like, saying things from the internet. Y'all eat ass? And it's just like, the answer, whether the answer is yes or no, we've talked about this.
Wouldn't
before.
It be funny if after Shakespeare got his first like big deal, his next play was called Y'all Eat Ass? Everybody's like, man, Othello is great. But Y'all Eat Ass, I just mean, damn. What? It's a,
that like, was the whole thing with Iago. Iago ate ass. That's why he was such a villain.
It's so funny, too. Like, does everyone have to rebrand? Some things stay the brand. Okay? Some people are Bob Dylan, but, like, stay the brand sometimes.
We're real complainy this episode, and that's fine with me. I just noticed that we're, like, doing the thing that we are saying we don't like. We're like, you know what I mean? I just want to reiterate that we suck.
We do suck. You heard where I live. I live 4 inches from the TV. I sit in the sink to pee in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I'm in the shower, I'm on the stove.
He's got a toilet with fake shit on it in the back.
Yeah.
I do love that answer so much. Oh, we got it for a sketch. Like, you're the idiot.
Right.
It was a sketch. It's
well,
like,
why
you
is it
left
still
it
here? No, oh, it would take 5 minutes to get rid of.
You left the trash. You left the trash where you put it that wasn't the trash.
It's like, I know there's a reason it's there. And none of them are good enough to keep it.
Why is there a dead cat there? Because I killed my cat.
Yeah. Oh, the last people here did that. Yeah, well, it shouldn't be there.
This is why Maria Bamford's my favorite comedian, because Maria Bamford is like all of it. She's like genius, so smart, so good at riding every wave, and then she just like, but she's like, just so fucked up and so into that.
Yeah, she's so funny. She has one of my favorites ever when she's like talking about making it in Hollywood, and people go, well, do you love it? Do you have to love it? Do you love it?
Yeah.
Do you love the work? Do you love it? And she's like, I didn't want to come to this show tonight.
Yeah.
I don't.
Or when she's talking about, she had this joke that it took me, honestly, like a year to understand. Like, it made me laugh because it was a voice, but I didn't get what she was doing. And the joke was, the joke is basically about how, like, a lot of people move to LA and then don't try.
Yeah,
and
you
think she's one of them. Like, you like move here and then there's certain things you have to do to try to make it. And the joke is like, how do you make it in Hollywood? Do you move to Burbank and disguise yourself as a bush? Oh boy.
Yeah, the real thing you need to do is you need to move here and have already grown up here and your parents own something.
Yeah, totally.
That helps. Your parents already are doing it.
Isn't
it's
it
nice.
So wild that, like, isn't it right now the case is that the price of apartments is dropping, but the price of houses is skyrocketing?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good for me.
Yeah, it's
I gave
great.
Up on a house.
Yeah,
I don't even think about them anymore.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why I brought that up.
I just want to pay a little less. I want to pay a little less.
I want it free. That's
well, Disney Plus went up a dollar this week,
dude.
I don't know much about stocks, but Disney Plus is. I think it is now $7.99.
It's $7.99.
$7.99. So look out. I think I'm going to keep it.
Yeah, I mean it's.
I like The Mandalorian.
When it was just The Mandalorian, I couldn't justify it. But now WandaVision rules.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, dude.
I see people tweeting about it.
It's dope.
I'm going to wait until they're not tweeting about it because I don't want the spoilers don't mean anything to me right now.
It's funny. It's like the first half of it, the first four episodes or whatever, mm-hmm. are like, it feels like you're watching an art piece. Like, I was like, what is this? Like, have you seen Better Call Saul?
Yes, I love Better Call Saul.
Totally. Better Call Saul, though, after having seen Breaking Bad, is like, what is this? What am I watching? It's, yeah. And honestly, I think Better Call Saul is a better show than Breaking
Bad. It's amazing.
It's shot beautifully. The fucking, even the credit sequence is artful and weird, and I just, they take all this time. In scenes, the scenes will just be silent. And then that, like, black and white shit where he's working at Dunkin' Donuts or whatever is fucking weird. So, I don't know. The first half of WandaVision feels like that, but more so, where you're like, what is happening? And then the second half is Breaking Bad. So that's what's great about it, is that by the end, you're watching, like, a Marvel, like, a classic Marvel thing.
Cool.
But it starts off, like, this, like, really weird. It's great. It's really great.
Hell yeah. Well, I you know, I need a new show. I've heard The Sopranos is good.
Yeah. Oh,
still
dude.
Haven't gotten. It's so weird, like, you know, there's nothing but time and great recommendations, and it's like, I always feel so bad. I've been putting off The Sopranos since the day it came. I knew it was supposed to be good then. And
we
it's
should,
like,
dude, we man, we got to do this. I wrote this down, and we have to just actually plan it and do it. Do a, like, live watch along watching a backwards episode of The Sopranos.
Yes, we do have to do that. I remember I wrote that down too because I thought that was such a fun idea.
I think, yeah, I wonder if they're, I mean, I probably have to, like, download the episode and then reverse it in Premiere and export it, which is so funny.
No, that's so good. That's so good.
It's gonna take like 2 hours to do that, and then we just, like,
and then we get a generator, we put it on the TV right here, and they can watch us watch it.
I wonder if we do that on, like, a YouTube live stream, if it'll get flagged.
Let's hope. I
yeah,
don't want to get
guess.
Flagged. Let them.
Totally.
Nah, it's, come on.
Pauly kills us.
That would be funny, yeah. To be killed by a character. Like, wow.
Going backwards. We're watching, yeah. This is what would be like watching The Sopranos in Tenet.
You know what we else should do? Else should do?
Else.
You know what else should do? We should do, you know how Tenet doesn't make any goddamn sense?
Yeah.
What if we did an episode like that, where it was like, we reveal the plot back, we reveal our jokes backwards.
Okay.
And our riffs, and we name we tell you the name, then we tell you what it is later.
Okay.
And, like, just make it the most confusing episode ever.
Great.
Like
great.
Memento.
Okay, well, we can do that with this episode. So, earlier, when we were talking about the Titanic, actually... you know, I don't know how to do this bit.
No, but you could think of a bit, tweet it at us, with shit in my ass.
With shit in my ass. Dude.
If somebody could edit the Titanic phone, just change it to boat. Oh.
Boat. Should it be boat, all caps, or boat, exclamation point?
We got to see both before we make a decision.
It's either boat or boat.
Boat.
Boat coming. Like Omar coming, boat coming, and then it's just Omar walking with the Titanic as a head.
You know how there's that movie Badass with like 20 S's?
No.
It's like Badass.
No, I've never heard
that's
of it.
That's a movie, it's a bunch
really?
Of S's. So they should do boat. Boat with 20 T's. Boat.
Boat. You have to say it like that? You're watching Boat.
My friend Casey's doing, we just love the bit where he would be like, you know what won Best Picture in 1968? And I'd be like, what? And he'd go, Oliver! You'd do it in class in like 8th grade. Because it had an exclamation. He's like, you can't just say Oliver. Gotta yell it.
Oh, that's right. Oliver, exclamation point. Dude, boat. Calling Titanic boat is so good. What are some other ones like that? Especially if I'm the king of the world. Boat.
Boat.
And Brian Regan, it's boat. It's Boat. Boat in theaters Friday. Boat. My favorite joke maybe of all time is his fucking Fig Newtons joke.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
Holy
two
shit.
Two Fig Newtons.
The serving size for Fig Newtons.
How many did he have?
Three Newtons. What's this guy, nuts?
Doesn't he read?
If you don't know what we're talking about, Brian Regan Live, man. Fuck, that's a great special. Okay,
but this to me, I was like, because I love everything he does. I'm obsessed. I'm a huge fan. But this was, I was like, this is one of the ones that made me laugh as hard as,
yes,
as like in 10
as
years.
The classic shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good. And he shot it at Red Rocks. It's beautiful.
Right. It's and like being a Star Wars fan. You're like, this one is as good as Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
And it's new. It's just very exciting. And
totally. It was directed by J.J. Abrams, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah,
that's
yeah.
why a lot of lens flares when he was,
yeah, totally.
When he was crouched.
Yeah. That's why his dad dies in the middle of it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's. I was thinking, new name for Game of Thrones. What if we call it Game of Thrones Ice Boys?
What about Chair Time?
Chair Time. Sword Chair.
Sword Chair.
Oh, man.
It is funny.
Ice Boys versus Desert Girl.
Just name them
that?
Like Brian Regan named them is really funny.
Yeah.
Like the best movies ever.
The dumbest names ever. Yeah, like what's a really, like Citizen Kane? My Sled.
My Sled.
Where's my sled?
Where's my sled?
Oh, I missed my sled. Hey, give me my sled. With shit in my ass.
Please, if you could Photoshop Citizen Kane poster with my sled.
Where's my sled?
Dude, where's my sled?
Dude, where's my sled? Dude, where's my sled is so funny. Oh my god, man. Holy shit. What's another like really art like 2001 A Space? You know, I've never seen 2001 A Space
it's
Odyssey.
Good.
So
it's
I
good.
Can't come up with a name.
They could call it Baby Planet.
It's already funny.
Baby Planet.
I feel like Space Odyssey is pretty close to a dumbass name.
Yeah.
Space movie.
Space movie.
This year, space movie. It's also funny that it's in the past now, 2001. 20 years ago, a space movie.
Yeah, yeah, it's so weird when the future is the past.
Yeah, it's totally. Okay, and we can quote Caleb on that.
It's weird.
So weird when the future is the past.
You'll see like a movie from like the 70s. It'll be like Los Angeles, 1997.
Totally.
It's like we didn't
just,
have
like, lasers
of that.
And shit. There's like hover cars and stuff.
Yeah.
Back to the Future 2 is so funny. Like, there's like a Jaws hologram that comes out of the marquee, and it's 2015.
Yeah. I love the really old ones when it'll be like those the first science fiction things ever, where they're like, "It is the year 1911." Like everybody's got a blimp. Everybody's on the moon. No one knew about you needed a breathing apparatus. Everybody's just got a top hat on the moon. We're on the moon in 1911. Man has conquered space.
Dude, I heard a really funny fact about Nazis the other day.
Oh, all right.
Are you ready?
That bell means it's time for Nazi facts with Dave.
I love it. You know when like, oh man, I was trying to talk before we started recording. I talked about this on Good Heroin and on Twitter about how, like, since I am like a cis straight white guy, it's really hard for me to make jokes about trans rights. I just don't feel good about it, you know?
Right.
It's not my struggle, and it's still very, very hard, right?
Yeah.
But the fact that the battlefield for conservatives is Mr. Potato Head
right.
is deeply funny. It's just like, it's not funny that it is rooted in the hate of people. And so I don't joke about it a lot. But it's like, what you've decided is toy potatoes. That's where you're going to get mad. And you're not going to let the gender of the toy potato be fluid. Are you kidding? Like, what do you care about the potato? What are you talking about? It's a potato.
I know. Where it's like, you have been locked down too long. That potato. You take my potato hat.
It's like,
it's also so, one of my favorite Jay Leno bits is about just American, like, consumer. Where he's like, we got it so good. It's like, you imagine explaining Mr. Potato Head to, like, a starving child in a third world village.
Yeah.
Where you're like, hey, Kimba, look at this potato. He's like, Kimba, eat potato. He goes, no, Kimba, we put a hat on it.
Right.
It's like one of my favorite jokes. People don't even know. It's like, but it's like, we're
so
still
desperate to be hateful that they're babies about their hate.
Right. It's and so insane.
So this Nazi fact is that, like obviously the Nazis in a similar vein were like awful.
Bad.
Killed so many people. Injected hate into the world. All these terrible things. Yeah. Did like medical experience. Just awful things that I shouldn't have even brought up. But then also they were such warmongering zealots, so self-obsessed with their own, like, superiority that they thought they deserved everything.
Yeah.
So Hitler literally tried to conquer the North Pole. This is true.
What?
So he kept sending Nazi expeditions to the North Pole, and they all died. And he didn't stop. He just
Hitler
kept... Oh,
it's like
Hitler
conquering a cloud, you
yeah,
idiot.
Dude, like, why do you care? What is important about this to you? We have Jeez to own everything.
Yeah.
Even the parts where there is
what
nothing.
What do you conquer? No, nothing's there.
Yeah, dude.
Nothing's
He's
happening.
Just everything. Do we own this pancake? Do we? Whose pancake is this? Kills the person who owns this pancake.
You made that pancake. What's wrong
That's
with you?
That's your pancake.
It's crazy that there was a group that didn't do one good thing. Like, they did every single thing wrong and bad possible.
Yeah.
It's like, how did you didn't do it? And it's like, people always go, they didn't smoke. And it's like, they should have smoked.
Yeah, they did.
Maybe don't. Yeah, they were like banned smoking with no one smoked. They were like really early on the smoking ban. But it's like not a good trade.
No. Smoking's okay to do. Like, it kills you.
Smoke. Please. You know? Don't
Jeez
go withdrawal and then get all mad and conquer the North Pole because you're pissed.
Conquer the North Pole. Yeah, dude, because your paintings suck.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I quit smoking. I got mad at the North Pole.
That's why. They all were going
all
through
quit smoking.
They're
just like,
withdrawal. Ah! That honestly might have been why. I bet you there was a conversation where they were like, they'll hate Jews more if we make them stop smoking. I can almost guarantee you they had that conversation.
I wonder if that was the first like Nazi recruit where they were like, who took all the cigarettes? He's like, you're not going to believe this. I got a group for you to hate.
You're not going to fucking believe
You're not going to believe
this,
buddy.
Wow.
Let's go to the North Pole and get them back. This is a good episode.
This is a good episode.
This is the best one we've ever had.
I needed this, too. All these laughs, bud. Man, I've been having a hard time.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard. Life's hard.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get better. Have you ever people said that for a while?
Yeah.
I was like, for who? I'm getting worse yearly. My body hurts all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I guess we got to do mushrooms. That's what I heard you got to do.
Oh, yeah. People keep saying, my therapist was like, have you heard of ketamine treatment? Which
cool therapist.
Yeah. Well, apparently, I'm being a dick right now because apparently ketamine treatment for depression really, really works. And so I shouldn't talk shit. But it is funny, like, that we're at this place where we're at a new level of, like, that to me is how my parents react to weed. I'm like, this can't be right.
Right.
But of course it is. It's just a drug.
Yeah, it's not from Mars. It's like everything's here. Let's give it a shot.
Totally.
You know.
We should all microdose acid every day, apparently.
Yeah. And they got to give it a different name.
Acid?
You know how many more people would do acid if it was called any other thing?
Yeah. Shit in my ass?
They could call it shit. It would sell more.
Eat shit.
Eat
and
shit.
You'll feel better.
Dude, you got to do one of those logos, like the fuck you idiot, all those logos you made.
Eat shit and you'll feel
Eat
better.
Shit, you'll feel better. And it's like, it's the cream of wheat guy.
And it says, human shit tastes good.
Oh, the Quaker Oats guy.
The Quaker
Eat
Oats.
Shit and you'll feel better.
Eat shit and you'll feel better. Oatmeal tastes like shit.
Boy, it really does.
It really does, man.
That healthy oatmeal, actual oat, just oats. Eat some oats.
Yay.
Boy, that's bad stuff. I need apple and cinnamon and maple in there.
God. Damn, this was a good,
this is a
I
good
needed
episode.
These fucking laughs.
Yeah,
man.
Please send us your Photoshop posters for boat. Shit in my ass. Hashtag it up.
Where's my sled?
Where's my sled?
Dude,
oh
where's
my
sled?
That is so good.
Where's my sled?
And we didn't even ask to do this. Next week I'm coming back with 10 other movies.
No shit.
I can't wait.
I love renaming shit that already exists,
yeah.
Dude.
That's our
Let's
pod,
Let's do
man.
One more before we go. One more. Like, what's a big, like a really epic, dramatic movie everybody knows?
Okay.
But, like, not something so... Just something pretentious, I guess.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Okay, we could rename Minority Report.
Oh, wow.
Robot
Cop. What that's not even what it is.
RoboCop. What? We should have renamed RoboCop to the good one.
RoboCop. Yeah, RoboCop is a movie Brian Regan named.
RoboCop.
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 It's a robo and a cop. RoboCop.
He also named Jaws, probably.
Jaws. What are we scared of? The Jaws on the shark.
Shark Jaws.
Shark Jaws.
Shark Mouth.
Shark Mouth. That's what Jaws is called. Scary Beach.
Scary Beach. Yes. I love Scary
a
Beach.
A poster, the same Jaws poster with the shark underwater under the boat, and it says Scary Beach.
We should Shawshank Redemption should be I gotta go.
Wow. Oh, that made me that hit me in like four places. Did you see that? I gotta go.
I gotta go.
That's like really good. I don't like it here.
I don't like it. Still the same. Like
where he's in the rain with his arms out.
I don't like it here.
I also like naming a movie out of one of its like. Off of only one of the scenes in it, one of the iconic scenes. Like, change the name of Shawshank Redemption to Roof Beer. Beer on the roof.
Beer on the roof.
Beer with your friends. You just call that movie Beer with Your Friends.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
It.
Shirt in the rain. Ripping up my shirt in the rain.
Shirt in the rain.
Dude, we'd change the name of Godfather to Fat on a Hot Tin Roof. See, that's because Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Right.
Is a Tennessee Williams play that I think the movie, what's his nuts, was in it? The guy, Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando, yes.
Or was he in?
He was in a bunch of those.
Another Tennessee Williams.
I think he was doing all that.
Anyway.
Seems like it. No, I like it. I love
Thanks.
It. Naming
Thank
a movie
you.
Bad is so fun.
Naming a movie bad.
Naming a movie bad.
Dude, calling the podcast Naming a Movie Bad.
Naming a movie bad.
Name a movie bad. We name the movie and we name it bad. Hey, this has been What's It Called.
We love you.
I feel like, you know, every week we say it's our best episode, but I really feel like this is our best episode.
I mean, I laughed so much. This was so fun.
I'm Dave Ross.
I'm Caleb Sinan, at Dumb Caleb. Please tweet all those things at me with shit in my ass. Thank you so much.
I'm at Dave to the Ross. And I think, so I made those, like, sports logos, those fake sports logos. I don't know if I told you this. That's a generator. It's a sports logo generator
Oh.
that I pay monthly to, And it's so weird. The reason I haven't made merch out of it is that I didn't do all those specific character designs, but it's this logo generator that if you sign up for monthly rights to it, then you get the, like, they're like rights free to you. But it just doesn't feel right because I didn't design the little wolf or whatever. But I'm like gonna get over that and make like stickers and shirts of this. But now I'm thinking maybe I'll just tie it in with this show and we'll just have a whole store with, because it's so easy
to use this
generator.
Yeah.
And we could make logos for everything we say. So I think I'm gonna start like, I don't know, we'll just make a store of our stuff or something.
I'm so excited. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
I feel like we're like the fidget spinner of podcasts, and it's just so fun to put all this into like,
yeah.
We're doing it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Like, do you think those fidget spinner, like, big corporate meetings are like pounding on the table? God damn it.
Right.
I need a million fidget spinners.
More fidget spinners.
Fidget spinner. Fidget spinner.
I'm at Dave to the Ross on things. He's at Dumb Caleb on Twitter and at Caleb Sign on Instagram.
That's right.
And, yeah, the video, I don't know. We're going to see, you know. It's going to be good. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Content. Whoa.
Bye-bye. What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?